I want to talk about mercy tonight. I thank the Lord that God is a very merciful God. It says, praise the name of Jesus for his love to me. And it says, praise him for his mercy. Praise the Lord for grace and glory. Praise him for his mercy. Praise him evermore. Okay. On the right, on the floor here. The Beatitudes. Do I need to put anything on, or am I okay? Blessed are the merciful. Seems like the Lord has talked to me a lot about the Beatitudes in Matthew 5. We'll start reading there a little bit. But I'm so thankful that the Lord is a merciful God. He sure has been merciful to me in my life. I thank him so much. I realize the older I get how much salvation means to me. In Matthew 5, we won't read all of that, but we'll start. This was Jesus' message, and he said, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And it goes on to say, but we want to mainly focus in on this seventh verse, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Our God is a very merciful God. And how the Lord has been talking to me lately that he never requires something out of us that he is not himself first. And God is a very, very merciful God. And we will look into our lives and lives of others, we realize that. That God is a very merciful God, and I'm so thankful for that. And Exodus 34 and 7, it says, he's talking to Moses, and when the Lord passed by him, in the sixth verse, and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and they will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. We know there's another side of God that if we do not get saved and we do not ask God to forgive us of our sins, we know we will be punished. But if we're willing to ask the Lord to forgive us and we're willing to do the very best we can to please God, he's a very, very merciful God. I'm so thankful for that. And so thankful that the Lord loves us and he wants to help us tonight. He wants us to see ourselves and see how that we can show mercy to others. And Psalms 103 and 8 says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. That's Psalms 103:8. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as the father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. You know, it's quite a special blessing for us to look upon God as our Father and to look upon him as that he pities us and that he loves us. And the thought that he took our sins, and it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Isn't that wonderful thought that the Lord forgave us and removed him and to remember no more the past? Unless we sin again, he remembers not those things. He forgives us. And I just thank the Lord for that. It's so wonderful. And the Lord wants us tonight to be merciful to others. I thought back in my life when I was probably a junior high, there was a little girl that she, her hair wasn't combed very well and she wasn't dressed very well and she was to be pitied. And I remember that we were not saved girls, but we in junior high, we were going to have a graduation and we got together and we said, you go home and you try to get some money from your parents and bring it and we'll put it together and we're going to buy Teresa Roa a dress, a new dress, and we're going to comb her hair. And I remember we took such delight in that, showing mercy toward that little girl. And we put a new dress on her and we helped her comb her hair and we got her ready for graduation that day. And, you know, I was just thinking that back over my life, the times that came to my mind when we showed mercy. You know, the Lord wants us to be merciful. And, you know, the Lord delights in us to be merciful. And, you know, he judges us by the way we treat others. And if we're merciful to others, then we're going to need mercy. He will be merciful to us. It's really a fruit of the Spirit. Luke 1 and 50 says, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. You know, when we fear God and we want to keep his commandments and we want to live right and we want to do the right thing, his mercy is on us. His mercy, he shows us great mercy. And I thank the Lord for that, that we can come to him and like Hezekiah came to him and said, Lord, remember how I've served you and I'm trying my best to serve you and all these things. Will you please help me out here and heal me? And he added 15 years to his life. So the Lord is very gracious toward us and merciful toward us when we obey him and we can come to him and say, Lord, you know, I'm trying my best to serve you and trying to do the right thing. Help me out here. Luke 6 and 35, it says here, but love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and unto the evil. Be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not and shall not be judged. Condemn not and shall not be condemned. Forgive and he shall be forgiven. And we know, Lord, that we want to be balanced about this. We know that we can see sin in people's lives. And we know according to the word that's not right. You know, people will say, well, don't judge me. And we don't just judge people like that. But I believe that it goes beyond that, that the Lord is the judge. The Lord is judge. We teach the truth and we measure to the truth and we do our very best. And then we put people in God's hands. And we know God can work with their hearts. And that's why the saints at the same time can hold, how can I put this? We can live holy. We can teach the word of God. We must live holy, live free from sin. But yet at the same time, we do not think of ourselves as we're way, make other people feel low or make other people judge them and make them feel. We ought to be able to talk to them and be kind to them and loving to them and at the same time, stay with the truth. And that is a remarkable character if we can be like that. It takes the grace of God for us because I've, you know, some people have said to me sometimes, how can you deal with certain people? When they don't believe like you, how can you talk to them and be friendly? Well, we ought to be that way. We've got to be that way. We've got to be reaching out to people and friendly and kind to them. I know I met someone today and I was in line and this lady and I started being just talking to her, just being friendly. And I thought, well, maybe I'm overdoing it. Maybe she doesn't want to be friendly. I don't know. She was friendly back, but I thought, well, maybe I'm overdoing it. So I'll just leave her alone. And so I kind of turned in and she wanted to talk to me. And she says, what church do you go to? And I told her, and she got tears in her eyes. And she said, I used to go to a church. She told me the name here in town. She goes, I haven't went back for a long time. I said, well, you're welcome to come with us anytime. I said, you're welcome to come. And so when I was leaving, I thought, you know, I need to give her my phone number. So I did in my email. And, you know, and I just thought, you know, we need to be merciful. There's people hurting. There's people that want the Lord. And sometimes we don't really know how to reach them because we don't want to be too pushy with it. But sometimes ask the Lord to help us to know how to be kind and loving. You know, first of all, we have to be friendly. And we have to be friendly with people because they're going to feel the more awkward toward us because of the way we dress and things. So we need to reach out and be friendly to them. I found out many people, when they realize I'll be friendly to them, they respond to me. And they realize that I'm not making myself feel, you know, like I'm more righteous than them. What I'm trying to say is we have to be the ones to put our foot forward. What I'm trying to say, the kindness forward. Because they're the ones feeling a little bit more uneasy. So may the Lord help us to know how to be merciful to those that are not saved and reach out, you know, to them. Oh my God, help us to be that way. And it says in, but love and be merciful. Be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. You know, that's a big verse there. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. Oh God, you've been so merciful. You have been so kind and loving. Help me never to treat someone in a different way. Help us to know how to do that, how to be merciful to others. You know, lots of times it says, I don't know if there's a saying just like that, but it says, put yourself in the other person's shoes. You know, in other words, sometimes that will help us if we just try to understand the other person, where they're coming from. Understand how they might be hurting. Understand why they did something or whatever. That kind of put yourself in their shoes, you know. Instead of judging too harshly, maybe we need to just sit back a little bit, stand back a little bit and pray and ask God to help us to understand that person. You know, we're all different personalities. We're all different makeups. And God loves us all. And he's trying to work with all of us. And the Lord knows how to help us to be merciful. So may the Lord help us tonight. I know God is able to help us. Luke 6 and 35. It says here, let's read here in the 36th verse of 35 of Luke. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake with himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Now this is a very good example of trying to put yourself in other person's shoes. He was judging this woman completely different than Jesus was judging her. Jesus was seeing her heart. And you know what it says? And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. He turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered to thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet. Now back then there was a custom that when, you know, they wore sandals a lot and their feet were very dusty. And when they came into someone's house, you know, some of us maybe take our shoes off at home, some don't. But the custom then was to remove your shoes and they'd wash your feet. They'd bring a basin of water and wash your feet. It was something of real respect to the person. And when you didn't show that respect, it was very a slight. It was disrespectful. And what he was saying is, you didn't do that to me. You didn't bring me any water and you didn't wash my feet. But she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he saith unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And so this is an example of the Lord Jesus showing mercy. And Luke 18 and 10, in 2 Corinthians 4, 1, I'll just quote that. But it says, we have received mercy in 2 Corinthians 4, 1. There's many scriptures, but Luke 18 and 10, we want to read some of that. Luke 18 and 10. It says here, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed with thus within himself, O God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing far off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So you see here how the Lord, even though we may do good things, and that's good, you know, and all that, that the Lord doesn't want us to focus on the good things that we do. He wants us to focus on his grace and his love and his righteousness. I think about the scripture that says our righteousness is as filthy rags. It doesn't mean that we don't have righteousness, but that the righteousness all comes from God. That his blood is what saved us. We're saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are saved by the blood of Jesus, and it produces good works in our life. That does, and it produces righteousness and holiness and godliness, but it all comes from God. It's not that we can be, I know, we cannot be anything without the Lord, but the Lord gave it to us. His blood saved us from sin. His blood sanctified. The Holy Spirit came by his blood. Everything is from Jesus. And Matthew 18:23, we're going to read over there a little bit. Oh, the Lord, help us tonight to be merciful. And I know we want to be merciful. I know the saints' hearts are that way. That the Lord help us to be more like Christ. More like Christ. Our heart is praying. That song says more like Christ from day to day. You know, the Lord wants us to be more like that. Matthew 18 and 23, it says here, therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. I looked up what 10,000 talents was. 1,875,000 sterling. This was a king's ransom. A talent was one of the greatest measures of money. And this is the vast amount of what we owed God. Something we could not pay. We could not buy our salvation with money. But it's something we owed God. We owed him. We owe him our life. But it's like, you know, we came to God to get saved and we had nothing. We owed him so much, but we did not have the money to pay for it. And he wouldn't take money anyways. He wants us. He wants our heart. But he's trying to bring out a thought here. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold and his wife and children, all that he had in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But you know, that's what the Lord done to us. He forgave us our debt. He forgave a debt that we could not pay. And he forgave us. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. Not very much money compared to what he owed, was it? He laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. You know, I'm just thinking about that could be like example of the Lord done so much to forgive us, but yet we'll hold something that's so small on somebody else that we won't forgive them, so small compared to the big amount that God forgave us. And so we ask the Lord all the time, help us, Lord, to love others and forgive others of everything and be like Jesus. He wants us to be like that. But as for much he could not pay, the Lord had compassion, loosed him, and forgave him the debt. The same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. He laid hands on him, took him by the throat, and said, pay me that thou owest. His fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. He wasn't showing much mercy, was he? He would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. You know, it's impossible to go through life. I believe I'm saying it right. I think it's impossible really to go through life without having something bother us, some kind of relationship bother us, something said bother us, or something done to us. It says, but woe unto them, for the offenses will come, but woe unto them. And do not offend one of God's little ones. It is better for that a millstone was hung around your neck and you be cast in the sea to offend one of God's little ones. You know, that's a very strong scripture, but it's the truth. So the Lord wants us to be really careful how we deal with the saints or how we deal with the little ones, because they're God's children. And we want to be real merciful to them. We want to deal with them very carefully. May God help us. May God help us to promote the church of God, to promote unity and love and harmony and bless, and even beyond the church of God, in our families and with those that are not saved, that will know how to be kind and merciful and show the Spirit of Christ. May God help us to be like Jesus wants us to be. You know, the Lord, he wants to help us. I wrote down a few things here I wanted to share with you a little bit. And it says, mercy. Mercy is compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. Now, that's another thing. You know, it's little children, for example. Little children do not have the power. If there's people in the world that abuse little children, spank them too hard. I know they need to be corrected. I'm not saying that. But, you know, when it's in our power to harm, we need to be very careful that we do it with mercy. We need to be very careful that we, when they're under our power, that we can harm them. Same with animals. We don't need to be cruel to animals. Because we have the power to do it, we want to show mercy. We know when we have power over others, we know that we have some more strength than others, and we want to be very careful how we show mercy to that person, because God is watching. God sees everything. He sees how we treat animals. He sees how we treat children. He sees how we conduct ourselves to anyone that's where we have more power. It says, compassion shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. Compassionate or kindly forbearance shown toward an offender or an enemy or other person in one's power. Have pity. Have a disposition to be compassionate. Have a disposition to be forbearing. Mercy is God. Is God not punishing us as our sins deserve? grace. Is God blessing us despite the fact that we do not deserve it? Is God not showing us mercy? I know the night that I was saved, I was sharing a little bit with Jerry on the way here. I said, you know, when I was 18 years old, I didn't know there was a true Church of God like we know it. I didn't know there was a monarch, like in a couple of weeks we're anticipating going to. I didn't know there was a monarch. I didn't know there was a Church of God, Evening Light Saints. 18 years old, I didn't know a lot of scriptures like I know now, because most of the studying I've done has been since I got saved, which is almost 48 years. At 18 years old, when I got saved, I started studying the Bible. But I don't even know the night I got saved if I hardly knew any of the Word of God. It's sad, but true. I didn't even know really how to pray very well. And I remember I just knew I needed help. And so I would just repeat, God help me, over and over. God help me, God help me. Because I really didn't know how to pray real well. But you know, God's mercy came down and saved that little girl. Say, because I was 18, you know, a young girl. These girls that are 18 now, they're like my little children. But you know, the Lord came down and showed me mercy. And not only did he show me mercy, but he worked by providential circumstances in meeting my husband and meeting his family that knew the truth. And you've heard the story before, but I'm so thankful how the mercy of God. I was thinking about different things. You might think in your life back when someone showed you some mercy. I remember one time I had a little girlfriend. I might have been 8 or 9 years old. I don't really know how old I was, but I was pretty young, maybe 9 years old. My mom and dad let me go spend the night with her, and she had a real nice house there in Michigan. I remember she had a really nice house on an acreage, and she had a horse. We rode the horse, and when it's time for supper, they fixed steaks. I can't ever remember if I had a steak before. And I remember I was a little bit embarrassed, and I remember looking at that steak and not really knowing how to cut it, you know. And I just sat there looking at the steak, and I remember her father came over to me. He was so sweet and merciful. And he said, let me show you how to cut that. And he took his knife and he took the fork and the knife and he showed me how you cut between the fork, you know, and showed me how. And my mom, you know, I wondered if I should tell the story, because my mother fixed wonderful meals. He said, we just did, I can't remember having steak much, you know. But it was just, he was so merciful to me, because he was aware that I did not know. I never had it much and I never know. And he was able to come in there and cut that steak for me, and I never forgot the kindness of that man. I'm just wondering about us in our life. Do we look back and think of times when somebody showed us mercy, that came along and helped us out? You know, gave us a helping hand. And I was just thinking about, Lord, help me. I want to be that kind of person. I want to be aware when somebody needs a helping hand. I know we're living in a world that we're a little bit afraid maybe to change somebody's tire if a man, you know, sees somebody in need. But I remember one time I was coming to service and my tire went out on me. And I was coming back from Edmond, Oklahoma City, and I was thinking, oh, I wanted to get to prayer meeting on time. And this man pulled off immediately. I didn't have time. I called Jerry, but I didn't have much time. He just pulled right from me in a truck, and I didn't know if he was a good man or a mean man. I just was praying to the Lord for protection. I was at his mercy, I tell you. You know, women sometimes are really at men's mercy if they want to hurt them. They have no gun. They have no weapon. But I had the weapon of prayer. But he was a very nice man. And when he came to my window, though, he had a gun on. And that scared me because he had a gun. But he said, I'm an undercover policeman. And he said, I'm going to change your tire and help you out before someone would stop. It would not be nice. He was so nice. He just changed that tire so quickly, and I was able to get to service on time, I believe, that night. It was a miracle. But see, he showed me mercy. I was just thinking, maybe this message would help you somehow to just be aware. I wonder sometimes we're aware of, you know, like the little girl I talked to that had tears in her eyes. Be aware of people. If, even among the saints, you know, if they're sitting there, you don't know what a brother and sister are going through. We see the smiles, we see the facade sometimes maybe, but we don't know their burdens. Really don't. All totally, unless they tell us. But you know, when they come to service, we need to know how to reach out to them. And soon, even when we go to Monarch, you know, there's a big, big lot of people. And you know, the work is always not behind the pulpit. It's not always at the altar. Sometimes it's just one-on-one, just visiting with someone. Just be merciful. Just be taking time. Be aware if someone's in the corner crying, you know. A lot of times people have came up to me after the service is over and with tears or wanting to pray or some other time, you know. And, you know, we're living in such a busy world and we're all going here and going there, working and doing things. But let us to know how to be merciful and take time for others. Because, you know, sometimes we need some quality time with one another. We just need that few minutes of quality time. And, you know, that is showing mercy. It might not be in our category of thinking it's great mercy. But, you know, I think God looks at that. I think God looks at the little things that we do, the little times that we take time for one another. And be merciful. May the Lord help us to compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. We don't want to ever be like that. We want to show mercy. I thought about the song that says, I'm not sure just where that's at, but maybe somebody can get that. It says, humble thyself to walk with God. And it says, he will not walk with the proud or the scornful, but humble thyself to walk with God. You pray for me.